If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
Kulwant Singh Dhillon is with us right now, who received Australian Sikh Award for Excellence in Community Service. Kulwant ji, welcome to our show and congratulations for the award.
Thank you very much, my dear Anand. You know, to those who have faith and elected me in that position.
Kulwant ji, we would like to know about the award you received and your experience in the community service sector.
I think, first of all, it's actually our human nature. We are born in a society, and the society around us is the atmosphere in which we have to live. So we have to learn to be able to merge, pick the good qualities and forget about the bad qualities. And then we ourselves will be reflecting the good qualities, we will be meeting with them. It is sort of an environment and aura that we have to create, and you find that aura will draw you into the people, society and group, that you will find happiness, love, kindness. We also come to help others, the unfortunate one that need love, caring and so on, and we merge as oneness.
What inspired you to work for the community?
That is my own wife. You merge and the surrounding, the atmosphere, the people that you meet. And in this case, like, you know, my family, my wife, she has been what you call your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
That makes life pleasant. When you are happy and nice, then you become pleasant round to others. I think it starts off within yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can move in anywhere, right? We can say prayers, we can say the divine power, nature around you. If we create that sort of an environment, then we draw people into that kindness, and they themselves then will merge. It's something ourselves have to do that instead of seeking. And then you find it works well. You know, you smile at a person, she will smile back at you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just keep a slouchy face, then people just avoid you. Yeah. I think all is within us,
mm-hmm.
ourselves first.
As you and your wife are the first Sikh couple who migrated to Tasmania, what challenges you faced in your initial days?
Before we migrated into Australia,
mm-hmm.
in 1969, I was interviewed, or we were both interviewed by the representative of the High Commission there. And what he tried to tell us, he said, "Very glad to have you as migrants, but why do you select Tasmania?"
Mm-hmm.
"Because our record shows that there are no Sikh migrants or in Tasmania,
mm-hmm.
or citizen. Why don't you want to go to Queensland, not there, where your community is there, and you will fit in well?" He said, this is sort of my advice, because the first thing people come when I interview them, they ask, where is our community and how we can go? And so I just like to give you that idea that where you are migrating to Tasmania, there are not any Sikhs or Indians around at that time. I said to him, well, I know that, but I like to go to places here where they are not of your own kind, because we are friendly, we are social beings, and we will have to integrate. If I go into a group that is of my own kind, I just mix with them and I merge with them. In this case, I want to go in to bring all the others and together, and I become part of that nature. And so I will have to be friendly with my neighbors, immaterial who they are. I'll be friendly with the group that I work with the group that I move with. Then we all become one. And you find happiness that way. We moved in, and the minute we moved into our new home, and the neighbors, all of a sudden in those days, I'm talking about 1969, and they all came, and we were able to make it and became one good family. And I think the move has to come from us. Yeah, I realize I'm moving in, the others are all settled. And if I want to be part of that, I have to change. You can't expect others to change. Okay. And therefore, you pick those qualities.
Kulwan ji, what message would you like to give to today's young generation?
First of all, have a broad mind. Mix with every group you can. And there's goodness in every group. Pick the goodness and then reflect that goodness, because you realize that was goodness. That is right. That is the way it should be. And we become that and try to work into groups, into community, like helpfulness, love, kindness. All these are very, very important qualities.
Congratulations once again for the award.
Thank you very much, my dear. I'm really so pleased and honored that, you know, that this group, the society in which you look, appreciates that. And that gives a lot of pleasure. I wish everyone could have that.
Kulwan Singh Dhillon's wife, Mahinder Kaur Dhillon, is with us right now. We would like to know, how important is family support when it comes to contributing to community?
In the families, we have come across as husband and wife, lots of things that needed help. And we love to be like silent workers and help the needy, talk to them, give them strength, give them confidence, and make sure that they feel at ease to be able to speak out whatever they have bottled in themselves. So I personally feel that it's the touch and the love, the way you expect to listen, you listen to them. When you are listening to someone and you are caring, they feel so much at ease to share their grievances. And that way, we become one to each other and we keep their confidence in ourselves and we do not repeat to anyone else. To confide in someone, your heartfelt feelings are very, very important, and you've got to be a very, very good listener. And there should be no repetition of what they have confided in you, and you give them the guidance. Generally speaking, the youth itself, sometimes they have got no one when they come out for studies, or they've been in this country and they're working so hard, and naturally they miss their families, and you give them lots and lots of support and love and care and be caring and be gentle with them.
Thank you so much, both of you, for talking to us today. And once again, congratulations for the award.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Priyanka. Thank you so much.
यह रिपोर्ट SBS हिंदी पर आपके लिए प्रस्तुत की प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/ www.facebook.com/Hindi पर जाएं।
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.